paving the way to a carbon pipeline network for the upper Midwest. Next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Public utilities officials in both North Dakota and Minnesota recently approved plans for pipelines to transfer carbon to a proposed underground storage site in North Dakota. A company called Summit Carbon is planning a pipeline network connecting biorefineries like ethanol plants to that storage site. Tom Bias is CEO of the American Carbon Alliance, an industry advocate.
People need to understand the facts surrounding the carbon pipelines and what it will do, not just for the ethanol industry and not just for the farmer, but the rural communities. When the ethanol industry came along and created this whole new marketplace, you don't see those communities all dry up like we do in areas where they don't have that opportunity. And I think if people will keep that in perspective, then they and the regulators that help make these determinations will understand how important it is.
Bias says the pipeline will provide biofuels producers new opportunities.
And this type of change is so important for farmers and rural communities. This is about economic development and having markets that restore profitability to farmers, which the last couple of years has been going the wrong way.
Bias returns tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.